AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Two big explosions have been heard in the Saudi Arabian capital, Riyadh. On Capitol Hill, National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard gave an update on Iran.
The IC assesses the regime in Iran appears to be intact but largely degraded due to attacks on its leadership and military capabilities. Its conventional military power projection capabilities have largely been destroyed, leaving limited options. Iran's strategic position has been significantly degraded.
Iran confirms the death of its intelligence minister, the third top official killed in the last few days. Facilities associated with Iran's massive offshore South Pars natural gas field came under attack. Gas prices are at their highest level in 2.5 years.
Crude oil, the main ingredient in gasoline, is facing ongoing supply chain disruptions and production cuts, with Iran effectively halting nearly all tanker movement in the Strait of Hormuz. The AAA Auto Club says the average price of a gallon of gas is now $3.84. Just before the war started, it was $2.98. Gas hasn't cost this much since September 2023. Prices could worsen if the war drags on. I'm Mike Hempen.
UN Atomic Energy Agency Chief Rafael Grossi tells the AP a return to U.S.-Iran negotiations is unlikely while this conflict continues.
They're having conversations, but of course, for as long as there is a military campaign ongoing, I don't think there will be a negotiation on the nuclear.
The president of Cuba is lashing out after the latest threat from the Trump administration, after President Trump said he can do whatever he wants with the island. Miguel Diaz-Canel says any aggression would meet impregnable resistance. The WNBA will have its first $1 million players after the league and its players' union reached a deal in principle on a transformational new collective bargaining agreement. This is AP News. Wholesale prices came in hotter than expected last month.
The Labor Department reports that its producer price index, which measures inflation before it hits consumers, rose 0.7% from January and 3.4% from February 2025, making it the most year-over-year increase since February 2025. The gains were bigger than economists had forecast, and they occurred before the war with Iran pushed up energy prices. Contributing to the uptick last month were higher prices for hotels and food. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
UConn teammates Sarah Strong and Ozzie Fudd headline the AP's All-America Women's College Basketball First Team. It's the 10th time teammates have made the first team, 7 of those involving UConn players. Also on the AP First Team are Vanderbilt's Michaela Blakes, UCLA's Lauren Betts, and Texas's Madison Booker. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Save big money on your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.